My name is Catherine Wells, and today is March 25, 2004. This interview is being conducted in conjunction with the History Department of the University of North Carolina at Charlotte as part of the Voices of the New South series. This particular interview is taking place at the Second Ward Alumni House on Bates Ford Road as part of the focus on the former Brooklyn neighborhood of Charlotte. I have with me today Ms. Vermel Ely, Mr. Wright Hunter, and Mr. Price Davis. Would each of you begin by briefly introducing yourselves?
Good morning. My name is Vermel Diamond Ely. I am a member of the Second Ward High School National Alumni Foundation, a board member, and I'm also the executive director of the Second Ward Alumni House Museum, which is located on 1905 Bates Ford Road.
I'm Wright Hunter. I grew up in Brooklyn, which we call the Second Ward area, and I lived there until I was 14 years old. And at the age of 14, I moved here, right up the street, about two blocks, but I still attended Second Ward High School.
Good morning. I'm Price Davis, and I lived in Cherry, but I did walk the pipe or walk the swinging bridge on my way to Second Ward High School. I finished in that great class of 1939. I am a member of the Board of Directors of the Second Ward Alumni Association.
Well, I'd like to begin the question today by first asking you, what are your fondest or earliest memories of Brooklyn?
I would say, first of all, I'd like to say that I was born in Brooklyn. 616 East Stonewall Street, it was called then, and it later changed to 1013 South Independence Boulevard. But I was born in a house on Stonewall Street. I attended elementary school, where I had very fond memories of my elementary grade years. And I went on to Second Ward High School, where I graduated in the class of 1949. There was a very close-knit, well, we were like a close-knit family in the area. The elementary school days were just great. We played together, you know, we didn't have the activities and things that people had, the children have today. We had to make our own games, make our, some of our own toys. But it was just fun. Kids nowadays would not realize what fun we had doing those things. We played games in the street. Those things I remember that were really fun. We played games like roller bag. Never heard of it, I'm sure. And we did, we had another game we called May I, and then you had red light, and then we had, the boys shot marbles, and we played hopscotch, and these were just fun activities that we had right there in the neighborhood. We made our own, as mentioned, toys, like the ice house would have the string that they used to carry the blocks of ice with. We used a Coca-Cola bottle and used the top. We used the string from the ice house to make hair for a doll. The Coca-Cola doll, and we would wash and curl and do all kinds of things with the Coca-Cola doll. That was just one of the things that we did, and those are very fond memories that and how the children in the neighborhood all played together and had fun together.
I, too, grew up on Stonewall Street, 1029 East Stonewall Street. That's about three blocks from down where Vermeer lived, and my relatives, all of them lived around there. My mother had about nine sisters, and all of them stayed there, with the exception of her older sister who lived out by the airport. And we played together as cousins. We played most of the time during the summertime with cousins and the neighbors, and we didn't go to Pearl Street Park because Mom wouldn't permit us to go down there. I don't know why, but I didn't go down there until I was in 12th grade when they had the vaudeville or something like that coming to town, or the fair or something like that. But I enjoyed Brooklyn and my cousins and neighbors. We played games, the same games that Vermeer was talking about. I didn't know she remembered those games and things, spinning a ball of hopscotch, shooting marbles, and playing football down to Sawdust. We would go second and Myers Street where the Sawdust was down by the House of Trail, because it was down that second street. There was Sawdust, and we played football. And then we would go to the YMCA up there, the Bethlehem Center on Caldwell and 3rd Street, and we played baseball. And we enjoyed doing that because we played baseball with the older boys. These guys, we were young, about 12 or 13. These guys were in their 20s and 30s, and they would let us win. We thought we won, but they would let us win. But these were good members, and everything was informal, the students. And I didn't enjoy going to the ice house very much, getting that ice or that spring during the summer. I was worried about it might crack and break it to get a whip when we got home. We had to go up there to get ice. But but the summertime was really, really...
During those days, we didn't have a refrigerator. We had what we call an ice box. And you had to get the blocks of ice to put in the ice box. So that's what we got, the string off of the ice box.
And going to the movies, the Lincoln Theater, on Saturday after we had completed our work to see the Western Cowboys. Usually there were two features.
Yes.
And if we had time, we would stay and see them all over again. But we were moving a different seat, so they would tell us to leave. They had seen us in dollar features. But those were good times. Those were fun times.
They had chapter pictures during that time. You go back. You had to go back the next week to see the next chapter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And going to Myers Street Elementary School, same school Vermeer, went to in the first grade. I would sit behind Vermeer and try to pull her hair. She had the most beautiful hair. And I don't know what her mother put on there, what type of cream. But it was a good smelling cream. But I enjoyed it. And I think we stayed together till we were in the fifth grade, in the same grades until we got in sixth grade. And then Vermeer went to Miss Patterson. She taught only girls. She didn't teach boys. Mm-hmm. But those were good memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the Lincoln Theater, my brother and I would go to the Lincoln too. And we, you know, the brown grocery bags that they have nowadays. We were limited with funds sometimes. My brother would pop popcorn, fill up the grocery bag, and we'd take it in the movies. That's how we ate popcorn all through the movies. A big grocery bag full, so we didn't have to buy any.
Well, some of my fondest memories of Brooklyn, due to the fact that I grew up in Cherry. Cherry was sparsely, the houses were not close together, and there weren't a lot of people like Brooklyn. When I came to Brooklyn, just to compare it, it's like going from Charlotte to New York City. When I got to Brooklyn, there were a lot of people, a lot of action and whatnot. And I couldn't wait to get to Second Ward in Brooklyn, because that's where my teachers were, my extended family, my friends, my family. And it made you feel so good just to walk on the ground in the morning at Second Ward, even to the janitor was glad to see you. And that's some of my fondest memories.
Well, would you say that your leisure time, the movies, was a place that you spent a lot of leisure time when you were younger children?
I would say yes. We didn't have as much as we have now, as you know. But my leisure time, I guess it was on a Saturday, because my mom kept us busy all the time around the house. But the leisure time was on a Saturday, going to the movie, going to the Lincoln Theater.
And what about when you were older, when you were older teenagers? Not quite out of high school, but how did you spend leisure time then, if you had any?
Well, my daddy always had a car, and my daddy would let us, he trusted us with the car because we were good children. I don't say because I was one of them, but we were the kind of kids that he could trust, even to go to the beach with girls. And in your high school, last of my high school years, when you were getting into that 15, 16 years of age, the greatest leisure time I would have, me, my brother, my two brothers, and another fellow that ran with us all the time, is to get in the car, come to 2nd Street, not so much McDowell Street, but sometime McDowell Street, but to come to 2nd Street and sit in the car and just watch people. And I won't talk about Second Street right now unless you come back to it later on.
Okay.
That was what they called the block. But just to ride through Brooklyn and during the time that we did have, because I worked most all the time. My spare time, I had to work in order to get clothes and to, money was scarce back then, get clothes in order to go to school and buy books and things like that.
Well, that leads to the next question.
Can I say something about leisure time? On Saturdays, we did attend the movies, too. Later years, they had a grand theater, which was on this side of town on Batesville Road, and we were able to go to the Grand and meet your boyfriend or your girlfriend, what have you. We would meet there. And movies were very popular then. Then they had another movie theater on McDowell Street called the Savoy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but on Sunday, we spent our leisure after church and all. We spent time taking a bus ride. We would ride the bus, get on the bus, and ride from Second Ward or Brooklyn to Biddleville, to this side of town, which was the end of the bus line. We'd ride, just ride and go back and turn around and pay another fare and go back across town. So that was a lot of fun. You were watching people from the cars. We mm-hmm. would take a bus ride on mm-hmm. Sundays. And there were places like on 2nd Street where what they call the Queen City Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. We would meet there, we'd meet your friends on Sunday evening. You'd go there and have an ice cream sundae, a banana split. There was another place on Statesville called Rizzardi's. We met there and just had fun. High Five Country Club had a swimming pool. And my girlfriend and I had brothers. They were Boy Scouts. And of course, the Boy Scouts offered swimming classes for the boys. So we begged the scout leader to let the two of us go along with the boys to take the swimming lessons. So he agreed. We'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We had to walk because the buses hadn't started running. So we'd walk most of the way from Brooklyn to Biddleville. The High Five was on this side of town. So we would take part in the classes. We learned how to do everything that the boys did. And then at the end of the swimming class season, they had what they call a water festival. And so he made us participate in the festival. People all sitting around looking at his, all the Boy Scouts and these two girls. So yeah, I was all right until we had to participate with the boys at the end of the season. But that was fun. It was fun, and that's how I learned how to swim.
My leisure time was very limited. As I said before, going to the movie on a Saturday and Sunday. Probably church, the young folks service at 5 o'clock in the evening, and when we didn't do that, a few of us would go to Cherry, Price's area, and we would go to Cherry because they said the prettiest girls lived in Cherry, and we went over there, a few of us, and one of the fellows, Wilbert, I forgot his last name, but he would tell us that he had told some girls about us, which he had not, and we went over there. And we saw the girls come from church. Beatrice Martin was one of them at that time, and some of them. And they completely ignored us. And I guess I was so proud I didn't go back anymore. But then again, we went to, when I was in high school, on a Sunday, we went to a movie. It was usually the Grand Theater, which is up there by Smith University. And I spent a lot of my time in the library on 2nd and Brevoort Street. Mrs. Featherston, who was the librarian, she and Allegra, remember Ms. Featherston?
Featherston,
yeah. Uh-huh. And Ms. Allegra Westbrook, who lives on LaSalle Street, LaSalle. Allegra Westbrook will tell you today, she had never seen a student spend as much time in that library as I did. Mm-hmm. I would spend most of my time in the library after school, leaving Second Ward. And when I got through, I would go across the street, catch the bus, and come over here. Mm-hmm. It's the home that I lived over here. Bus fare was 7 cents. And I must add this to it. When my father moved over here, I thought I would be going to West Charlotte because it was just 2 or 3 blocks. And my father said, no, you're still going to Second Ward. because they have the best teachers. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most joyful days of my life. Mm-hmm. With all my friends at Second Ward, I didn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. Bus fare was only 7 cents then.
That's great. Well, you were talking about working. Did any of you work in the community at any of the businesses, or what kind of work did you do?
I worked mostly in Myers Park, cut grass, mm-hmm. Worked in yards. We had a little car. My brother had made a little car out of some wheelbarrow wheels and whatnot. And we'd take that little car and go out in Myers Park and ride the kids in Myers Park for 2 cents, 3 cents, and at the end of the week, God, we'd have $20. $20 was a lot of money. People weren't making but $3 and $4. And I'm talking about going back in a minute. People were making $3 and $4 a week. And I wound up with all this money. And these kids were, they just waited to see us. We were like the good humor man when we got to Myers Park. Kids would line up for blocks. And we'd ride them up and down the hill and go and push them. I mean, you push it right down here, push it right down here. And that's the way I mostly made my money. Yeah.
You know, the only work I did when I was in high school, I think I was in the 10th and the 11th grade. On a Saturday, a lot of guys from Western Seven would go out to Myers Park Country Club and caddy. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned. They got to go out there and caddy on a Saturday and Sunday after church. But during the school week, I didn't do it away because my father said you can't work in there and study too. Mm-hmm. But on a Saturday, all day long, golf. All of a sudden, you got, you know, when they gave you a tip, you had $4 for 18 holes. That's on a Saturday and a Sunday, just caring for, with just 9 holes. That's the only work I remember doing.
All of my work was done in the home, I think. But I had a younger brother, that Price mentioned about making a wagon. He had made a wooden wagon, too, and he carried newspapers for the Charlotte Observer, and he would get up early in the morning and go to the Savoy Theater. The papers were dropped off there, and he carried papers until he was, well, in fact, he carried papers the morning after his junior senior prom. We know my mother wanted to kill him, I'm sure, but he had on his white dinner jacket and red and white polka dot bow tie and cummerbund, and he left his date and went to get his papers and carried papers that morning. So that's how dedicated he was. But they would take the boys on trips. It took they would take the white carriers to Myrtle Beach and places like that, and because they had to take them in two different groups during that time. The blacks went, but it had what they call Atlantic Beach or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a picture in the Observer with the two groups where they had carried one group to Myrtle Beach, which was real nice, and Atlantic Beach, where there was nothing to do, you know, but that was the only way that they could, you know, but they did take them on a trip.
I came to Observer also. That was in the wintertime, mostly. Mm-hmm. I carried the Observer. That's how I made my money, too. I worked all my life. And it was good for me. Kept me out of trouble.
Can you tell me about some of the churches in the community? Were you involved in any of the churches or attend any of churches in Brooklyn? No?
I didn't attend church in Brooklyn. My church was located in Third Ward, mm-hmm. called First Baptist. And we went to church. We walked from Brooklyn to Third Ward to church on Sundays. However, we would, you know, go to the visiting churches. There was a house of prayer that was located in Brooklyn. And all of us, you know, we would all at different times go to the house of prayer, especially when Daddy Grace was in town. And they had the parade, the Daddy Grace parade, every year in September, I believe it was. It never rained on the Sunday when Daddy was in town and had his parade. And, of course, we would all look forward to that. And we would go to the house of prayer. At one time, the house of prayer was on Long Street, where they had just had a sawdust floor. And I remember going there, and it was interesting to see the people, how they walk around and put their money in the tin tub, and mm-hmm. It was just those kind of activities that we attended, you know. And then the House of Prayer built a big, beautiful, beautiful building on McDowell Street, and of course we had to go there, especially when Dad of Grace was in town.
Okay, my members of church, my family church, is a regular guest, 78 on the Zion Church. And when I was 12 years old, my mother joined the House of Prayer, mm-hmm. which was located at 324 South Long Street, same one Remy was talking about, with the sawdust in the floor. So we would split time, some of us would split time between Dad's church and Mother's church, House of Prayer. The thing with House of Prayer I liked best was the band and the music and the girls. The band, when Dad and Grace would come to town, everybody from different sections would go there. You see all the girls in the band and stuff, and
beautiful dresses,
and the parade, the churches. But that's it. That's mainly it. That's mainly it, and that was the main thing.
We're gonna pause for just a second.